In this bulletin, the Australian Christian Lobby's fundraising campaign for Israel Folau approaches $500,000. The United Nations calls for the repatriation of thousands of relatives of former IS fighters. And in cricket, Steve Smith and David Warner ready for a hostile welcome by English fans in their World Cup clash tonight. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. A new fundraising effort for Israel Folau has already attracted almost $500,000 in donations, just hours after it was launched by the Australian Christian Lobby. The organisation launched a campaign for Folau on its website after his GoFundMe page was shut down yesterday. Folau is hoping to raise $3 million from public donations to fund his legal battle against Rugby Australia, which terminated his $4 million contract in May. Faith leaders from across the religious spectrum have met in Sydney and urged the Prime Minister to show moral leadership on climate change. It follows the issue of an open letter from more than 150 religious leaders calling on Mr. Morrison to make addressing climate change his number one priority. Australian Religious Response to Climate Change Chair Thea Ormerod says the Morrison government's energy policy is the opposite of what it needs to be. Ms. Ormerod says her organisation wants the government to stop new coal and gas projects and move to 100% renewable energy by 2030.
We want to encourage our Prime Minister to take a moral stand, to look at this through an ethical lens, and we are speaking with one voice, 153 religious leaders, many of us prominent, declaring this a climate emergency and calling for a proportional response.
The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling for the repatriation of thousands of relatives of former foreign IS fighters. Michelle Bachelet says more than 55,000 suspected IS fighters and their families have been detained in Iraq and Syria. The alleged fighters have come from more than 50 countries. Ms. Bachelet says the relevant countries should uphold their responsibilities under international law, including to members of extremist groups. She says rendering people stateless is never acceptable.
The measures taken by some states of origin to strip individuals of their nationality in order to prevent their return run the risk of exactly that result. Children who are stateless are often deprived of education, access to health care, and other basic elements of dignity. To inflict statelessness on children who have already suffered so much is an act of irresponsible cruelty.
It was revealed yesterday that 8 children of 2 slain IS fighters had been removed from Syria to an unspecified location before their planned repatriation to Australia. England cricket captain Owen Morgan says English fans are within their rights to boo Australian batsmen David Warner and Steve Smith as the old foes clash in their Cricket World Cup match at Lord's. Warner and Smith are playing their first official match against England since the ball tampering scandal and 12-month bans, and are likely to feature in 5 Ashes tests in August and September. The pair were jeered throughout a warm-up match against the World Cup hosts in Southampton last month, and Morgan says he won't follow the lead of Indian captain Virat Kohli, who told fans to cheer the pair.
I think they're entitled to have their own view. Just because a punishment was handed out and the two guys served their punishment doesn't mean that they're going to be accepted back into the cricket community straight away with open arms.
Australian skipper Aaron Finch says Warner and Smith are unaffected by such responses.
I'm sure that's the last thing from Steve or Davey's mind when they're walking out to bat. If a handful of people or the whole stadium are booing them, it doesn't make any difference to how hard they watch the ball or how hard they doubt themselves or anything like that. It's just, I think it's a bit of white noise, to be fair.
And now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth showers and a possible late storm in 21. Adelaide sunny and 18, Melbourne similar, 16 degrees, Hobart sunny and 14, Canberra early frost, then mostly sunny and 15 degrees, Wollongong a shower or two, 18, Sydney showers and 18, similar in Newcastle, 19 degrees, Brisbane showers and 19, Cairns a possible shower, 26, and Darwin sunny at a top of 30 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.